Boss Man Show. Time for Bad Takes this week. Jay Bonique and myself, we got two segments of Bad Takes for you this week, along with two Boss Reports as well. So, Jay, start us off with your first story with the bad take from the place I love to hate.
The place you love to hate. Walmart. And this Walmart is in Pasadena, Texas, just to let you know. So, this Walmart sold a graduation cake to a mom without telling her that it's styrofoam.
Damn.
Yes. Marcy Flores, that's the mother's name, she ordered a cake from Walmart last week to celebrate the high school graduation of her daughter. But things fell apart when she went to the store to pick up the cake. It seemed that the Walmart bakery had lost the order and didn't have anything ready. So the store manager told Flores to choose any cake from the ones that were ready to go. The bakers then added a cap and gown photo of her daughter on the cake, and then Flores brought it to the graduation party. But when they went ahead to cut the cake, the party guests didn't just get their desserts. They realized that the cake was made of styrofoam.
Yeah, they about to get sick and die of poisoning.
So the mother also posted the incident on Facebook as well. So this is what Walmart offered her. Walmart offered her a whopping $60 gift card, a free additional cake, and another gift card. But she said on her Facebook that it can't make up for the embarrassment and humiliation she went through with the family and school friends there.
Nah, once you drop off a styrofoam cake in the middle of it, say if I want me some a nice lemon supreme cake or something, or a white cake. I'm not going to cut into it in some styrofoam cup, pretty much, that's made like in a rectangular form. Hell no, I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? I got it at Walmart. That was your damn problem. So went to damn Publix or a damn cake store or anywhere but that godforsaken hellhole. You effed yourself, Miss Flores, if you ask me. I mean, I got sympathy for it, Jay. I know I feel bad that the daughter's graduation went south on the party, but blame mama. Mama has poor taste in shopping, obviously. She doesn't listen to the Boss Man Show. She would know better than to go there to get any damn thing besides something that's absolutely necessary, that's basic, that they can't screw up. Because their workers are the lowest of the lowest of the low, Jay. Lowest of the low. They're jabronis and losers at their finest at Walmart. And they tricked you out of cakes. They tricked you with a display cake and you fell for it. And you got embarrassed at your daughter's party. And I hate to say this, Jay, she deserves it for going to Walmart. That's what she gets. She got to go to Publix, somewhere reputable. That's on her. Not Walmart. That's on her this time.
That poor thing. But I do see where you're coming from. It's like Walmart and bakery don't kind of go together. I don't buy anything from the Walmart bakery. But I do. I kind of do feel bad for, at least for the daughter, because it was the daughter's graduation. She didn't ask for this.
Yes, the daughter, yes. But that's mama's fault for going to the dumbest place ever. Like, once again, I've come with this before. Walmart is not a place you go get your hair done at. You don't go there for gardening. You don't go there for your tire and Lube Express. You don't go there for electronics unless you have to, unless you ain't got no money. You don't go there for food unless you have to. You don't go there for the pharmacy because that pharmacy sucks like hell. And you don't get glasses at Walmart. That's just something you just don't do. Walmart is not a place you go for any damn thing. It's terrible. I don't have to realize this, Jay. It's a terrible store. You can't be expert at every damn thing. They have every damn thing under their damn roof except caskets. But they probably had that soon, too. They're terrible. You can't be great at every damn thing. Pick your lane. Be good at something. But items and shopping, they ain't good at it. And their workers are terrible. And their stores are full of jabronis who are jackasses who make me want to punch them in the face when I see them. I hate that store. Miss Flores, you're messed up, lady. Sorry, daughter, but mama, you suck. Bad take for life.
Bad take for life. Dang.
Yeah, bad take for life. Damn, it's fucked up. It really is. What else she got? I know Miss Flores is pretty bad. What else she got for me? I know it's out of Nebraska, you tell me.
Yes, it's out of Lincoln, Nebraska. A man gave a false name to police during his arrest, even though he had his name tag on. So his name is Markel Towner. He's 26 years old, and police arrested him for allegedly resisting arrest and providing a false name to them. Police responded to a report of domestic assault around 10:30 p.m. and found the suspect sitting in a parked vehicle outside the home. They said that Towner also had two arrest warrants. When they questioned Towner, he allegedly gave the name as D'Angelo Towns. However, the officers say they noticed a lanyard around Towner's neck that read Marshall Towner. When Towner was told he was under arrest, police say that he tensed up, resisted arrest, and yelled that he didn't do anything wrong. Towner was taken into custody after a struggle that lasted several minutes. And the department statement also alleges that Towner's friends and family members surrounded the officers and tried to prevent the arrest. I do not understand how you have a name tag. Like you've seen those lanyards before where it has like the laminated badge or name tag and they wear it.
Yep.
How did he forget that he was wearing that? It's not like it's stitched into his uniform shirt or something. It's like you're wearing it.
Exactly. Like if you have a lanyard or one of those clips you put on your belt or something, if you're gonna go do some shenanigan or something, you have to take that lanyard off. If you're using a fake name or a fake whatever, you're gonna do something crazy, take off your lanyard. You can't have it on if you're gonna go with a fake name like D'Angelo Towns. And first of all, that's too close to your real name, Jabroni.
Yep.
Like, how about D'Angelo Nelson or D'Angelo Robinson? Something like that. My man listened to Brown Sugar and Lady Heavy, haven't he? He been untitled. How does it feel? D'Angelo, like, what's what? That's a random name to come up with in a moment's notice. D'Angelo. Man, dude, you cannot be as stupid. If you don't pull a standard, you have to know what the hell you're doing. You have control of your surroundings. And you can't go with the fake name if you're on your lanyard, Jabroni. Like, damn, D'Angelo. I mean, whatever his name is, Towns or
Markel,
idiot, imbecile, fool, dingbat. Those are his names now. So, like my man, you got yourself arrested. If you know you're gonna pull some shady, why sit down in the car? You need to flee the scene.
That's the part that didn't make sense either. He was just stupid all the way around.
If I know I got warrants and I done did something crazy, I'm fleeing the scene. I'm gonna change my number immediately. Take the battery out of my phone. I'm gonna go hide somewhere where I know I won't be found or seen. But nah, you sitting down and like, yeah, I ain't do nothing wrong, Chief. Yeah, I'm good. I'm D'Angelo Towns. You got the lanyard on your neck. Showing your damn name, Markel. What a fool.
That's the part that got me like, homeboy really tried to pull a false name and give him a fake, and he's really wearing this lanyard.
Bruh.
So nothing clicked in him to take it off. Like, I'm quite sure that he wasn't currently at work because it says that he was out parked outside of the home. So what was he doing with it on still in the first place?
I'll give you an example. I have lanyards for when I'm with the Hawks or the Falcons. I don't keep them on when I leave the arena. I put them in my glove compartment.
Right.
And my glove compartment locks. I have one that locks. So you can't go in my glove compartment unless I let you in there. Or get my key. It locks. So, yeah. So, how about putting in the little, you know, that little middle part of your car? Because they can't, well, they could search Markel. He does have warrants on him. They could have searched him. Well, no, they really couldn't because they need a warrant to search.
They would have needed a search warrant or probable cause, which means he would have had to have something in plain sight where as soon as they look in the car window, they can see some type of substance or item that warrants them to search.
So he could have put in glove compartment being good and got away with it. But nah, he wasn't smart enough. He didn't have the brains to get away with it. Markel in Nebraska for the cornfields. My man, enjoy this title. Called You Are a Loser. A Jabroni, a knucklehead, a dingbat, an imbecile, a complete damn fool. Son, get your mind right and get in the nearest lake or river and take your life, please. Kill yourself. Now, this is a take that Jay sent my way, and it's a take I wasn't aware of until she sent this my way. There are terrible takes where Heinz is mashing up mayonnaise and ketchup and calling it mayo chup. Pathetic. They're mashing up mayo and mustard, calling it mayo must. It's like a bootleg cologne right there, mayo must. Also, mayo Q is barbecue sauce and mayo together, mayo Q, which sounds like a bad cue ball is white or something, which is white. He pulls a cue ball, it's white. So, what I'm not going to understand is, Jay, why are they using mayonnaise as a base to mix crap with? Mayonnaise is nasty. Some of the dressing, mayonnaise, whatever you want to call it, is nasty. Like, and they had it on sale? $2 for $6?
Yep.
What jabroni would buy the hell than a loser?
You'd be surprised how many people would buy that stuff. Because I think they did that because a lot of people like to mix mayonnaise and ketchup for whatever reason. I've never heard of people mixing mayonnaise and mustard, and I've never heard of people mixing mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, but I have heard of the mayo and ketchup that people like to mix together to dip their fries in or to put it on their burger or what have you.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, no. If you want to mix that stuff together separately, go right ahead. I'm for that. I don't agree with it, but that's on you. But to sell that crap pre-conditioned and pre-packaged for you to have, what? That's doing the most, Heinz. Doing the entire most, Heinz. Like, yuck. Nasty.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm not a mayonnaise person myself. I don't like mayonnaise on my burgers, sandwiches, or anything for that matter.
Yeah, luckily it hasn't made to Georgia yet, thank God. Luckily it's not made to Georgia. If I see it, I'm going to go off and leave the store immediately. I swear I will. I'll literally walk out of the store. I'm leaving. Not happening. Not happening. Not shopping here. Screw you. Because, yes, you all know, if I don't like what I see, I leave.
Yep, you sure do.
I'm not spending my money. I'm good. Have a good day. Never again. So, folks, do not buy mayo goo, mayo must, or mayo chup, whatever that crap is, on buy. If you do, you are a loser. And on jabroni, you live in a lifestyle of a bad take. You don't want to be a bad take on this show. So, folks, that's Bad Take 7 Part 1. This is the Boss Man Show, the Entertainment Hour of Power. Here with Jay Monique. More bad takes for you after the break. Check the show out always at BossManShow.com and now on the Radio.com app at Boss Man Show on your radio. All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Bad Takes Segment Part 2. This is a story about me personally. Jay, as I told you out there, I was invited to a lunch date at a restaurant that I won't name. Other chick chose where he was going to meet at, okay? But little did I know that the establishment was a place that allowed people to bring their animals inside. Kind of like you talked about the movie theater, let the dogs move theater. This place let the dogs at the table and had special high chairs for dogs. I witnessed dogs lapping up wine at the bar. And I'm like, ain't no way in hell. I was in there 3 minutes and I saw dogs in chairs, dogs being over their heads at the table, saw dogs in laps, dogs at the bar lapping up wine out of a dog bowl. I didn't know how I did dogs had wine. And this is what killing about this take, Jay. The lady going to don't date with knows I'm allergic to dog and cat and pet dander and hair. So you invite me to a place where they have this setup, all man, because you wanted a flat bread pepperoni pizza and a margarita? We can get that anywhere
That's
else.
That's wrong.
So I was there 3 minutes. I cussed her out for 2 of the minutes, but in other minutes, I'm witnessing dogs in high chairs, dogs and sitting in booths eating, dogs in laps, dogs on the floor, dogs at the bar. What in God's name is going on to where Now, we have dog movie theaters, and we have dogs in bars or sitting in booths and in high chairs like they're a baby, like the two legs are going through the little hole and two legs. What is that? That's dog abuse, if you ask me. They should be on fours.
The dogs are not comfortable in those chairs.
I don't understand. They looked uncomfortable. They did. Now, I'm not no dog lover or nothing, but they looked uncomfortable in that. They did. I was perplexed for the damn animals. Like, it ain't me. I don't like your asses, but it ain't me doing it to you. You got them in a high chair, they lay. What? I don't know what's worse, the dog lapping up wine at the bar or the damn high chair with the legs going through the little slots.
I think the dogs at the bar were worse, because that's the part I can't understand. Why are dogs drinking wine in the first place or any type of alcoholic beverage?
Oh, God.
So, in my opinion, I think that's worse. Like, there shouldn't be a dog bar. Bars, like, dogs have no business drinking alcohol.
I agree. And in 3 minutes, sorry, in 3 minutes being an establishment, I just don't understand. It was only 5 people of color in there. 2 of them was me, and my alleged date was just 2 of them. So obviously, it's something for the Caucasian race that they do. But they love animals, but they put them in high chairs and make them look uncomfortable. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Did they look confused? I know you were only in there for 5 minutes to look around. Did the dogs look confused?
Have
a confused look on their
face? They did. They looked pained, concerned, perplexed. And I'm thinking that I'm the same way for you, animal. I don't know why they're doing this to you. Get you in a damn hot chair like you're a baby. Now, the dog. There were some dogs walking freely on the ground. There was others who were at the bar laughing and flying out off the bones. Which, once again, I don't understand that. That's beyond my recollection. I don't get those things. So yeah, so that was a bad date all the way around, a bad take. Also, with Facebook jackass here, it was an old take where he says, yes, it's Mother's Day, but it's also his dog's birthday. She woke up to remind me. First of all, I don't think dogs know when their birthday is. They can't talk to remind you. You're putting human emotion on an animal again. And while you're in your bed with the dog, with the dog's paw on your head, which tells me if you put the dog's paw on your head and on your chin for a picture, you're setting the dog up for photos. Which makes you a loser. You're trying to make a dog. You're trying to produce dog pictures, my man. So many bad takes in that one take. You say a picture I sent you, Jay. How terrible is that?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And just like you said, like, dogs don't know when their birthday is. I highly doubt that dogs are going to, you know, run in the room to remind you and wake you out of bed to say, hey, it's my birthday. It doesn't work like that.
Exactly. Terrible take by this man. Also, another Facebook take with a dog. The lady says the dog's name ain't his hoodie. Why are you putting a hoodie on a dog when it's in May? It's not cold outside.
Yeah.
I get dogs have clothes they can wear. I don't get that. Actually, I don't get that. But still, you put a dog on a hoodie in May. Is it cold in your house? Is it cold in your bed it's in? Like, it has fur and hair. I'm pretty sure the dog was good. I'm pretty sure the dog wasn't cold. Yeah, if it was 20 degrees outside, I would go with that, maybe. Maybe. But no. It's a terrible take. Once again, Jay, putting human qualities on an animal, once again.
Yep, they were. There's no reason for a hoodie to be on a dog in the summertime.
And the dog looked confused by the hoodie being on it. It looked confused. It looked sad. It looked like, wild is on me. I don't know, dog. Your owner's a loser, obviously. That's why it's on you, son. another Facebook friend has a job as, quote, a herbal vaginal detox. Okay, the person who has a vagina on this show right now is you. What is that? What kind of take is that?
Vaginal detox?
Yes, an herbal...
I guess it's something that like gets all the toxins and bacteria out of somebody's, you know, vajayjay, I'm assuming.
And they're promoting their, quote, business on Facebook. Would you go to a detox from a Facebook friend promoting their vaginal detox on Facebook? That's something you would...
Well, the only detox I've heard of is, like, the main ones, like, with the detox teas, like, where people, like, detox their whole body. But, like, vaginal rejuvenation, I've heard of that, but vaginal detox, I'm not entirely sure of what that is, but I'm just assuming that's, like, some type of, I don't know, I guess some cleansing ritual to detox somebody's box, I'm assuming.
And she said it costs $120 for this service.
Like, did they put, like, details in their Facebook post as to what exactly this detox is supposed to entail?
She said, click the link and see the video, which I didn't watch it. I didn't want to even see what that crap was. So, yeah, $100 for the herbal vaginal detox per a Facebook friend, which I don't understand that take. Also, last Wednesday, Jay, remember we had to talk about the radio conference for no bagels and that kind of thing?
Yep.
We had another conference last Wednesday, and there were no bagels, no drinks, and not even any water. So guess what I did? I walked out and left. I said, fuck this. I'm not listening. I'm done. I walked out and left. Not doing this.
So that one didn't have bagels either?
It had bagels, no drinks, no water.
And you walked right out of there.
I sure did. Nope, I'm not sitting here for this. Not happening. I refuse to be a part of a bad take. I left immediately.
Didn't they learn their lesson last time when people were coughing and almost choking on these bagels?
They did not, obviously. They had six boxes of Panera Bread bagels on the table, but no water and no drinks. At that point, I left immediately. I refuse to be a part of this. Not happening. Wasn't gonna happen on my watch. I left immediately. So I couldn't. Don't know what happened. I was long gone. Somebody choked and died. I don't know. Cause I know people was choking last time. I said, I ain't dealing with this today. Not happening. Also, last Wednesday, I was on Peachtree Street in Buckhead, and it was so hot, a dude's adhesive beard came off his face. Now, I wasn't aware of adhesive beards until last Wednesday, Jay. You aware of this new phenomenon?
I at first, I thought that was just something that they showed in cartoons. I didn't know this happened in real life.
Yes. Dudes are rocking fake adhesive beards since beards are in now. I had no clue. Dudes get adhesive beards from the hair store until last Wednesday.
Wow. Yeah, this is something new. They glued their beard on.
Yes. But it was 98 last Wednesday in Atlanta, and he was walking up in Buckhead by Phillips Mall, and the damn beard came off the man's face.
That's so humiliating. That's beyond humiliating. Wow.
Yeah, it was... That was pretty damn bad. I'm like,
yeah, that's very bad.
Like, really, dude? That was your take?
And just coming off while he's in public?
He was running.
Oh,
He was so embarrassed. He ran to his car in shame.
I wouldn't want to be out in public no more knowing that a beard just started falling off in front of everybody.
He's walking in the heat and all of a sudden that beard just fell off that face. Fuck.
He shouldn't have had that beard on in the first place, especially knowing it was so hot outside.
Exactly. But he's a trickster. He had a trick, though. He's a trickster. So he had to trick somebody. I'm like, dude, you tricked yourself, player. That's what you get, my man. like, really? Another bad take we have, Jay. Saturday, I was at a restaurant getting some soul food. And there was a gentleman in our age bracket who was using a hard shell Nextel flip phone. 2019. Hard shell Nextel. Sprint is bought them out. They still had a hard shell Nextel phone, Jay.
This is wrong in these modern times. And it was a flip phone?
Yes.
I don't know anybody personally who has a flip phone. It's 2019.
That long a Nextel.
Walking around with that type of phone?
And who has a Nextel phone still?
Sprint
bought Nextel like how many years ago?
Yeah, like many years ago.
Like, come on. But Jay got worse.
Oh, no.
He was chirping somebody, which means somebody else had a Nextel flip phone. He was chirping.
Wow. This is wrong.
Like, this man is actually chirping somebody. 2019 and we're chirping still? That's a thing?
Yeah, he's definitely not up to speed with what's going on, because there's no reason to still be walking around the next cell flip phone at all.
No way at all. I'm like, come on. And he's chirping. Like, my man. Chirping. Oh, my God. That's how bad is this, Jay? Sprint Nextel was formed August 12, 2005. So, They merged August 12, 2005. So, my man's phone is how many years old?
At least 10, if not more.
And people still have... He was chirping somebody.
You just sound so horrified and so heartbroken about this.
I am, because I couldn't leave because I was already paid for my food. I want to leave.
That explains it.
I have a sports to endure a man chirping in a soul food spot. 2019.
So you were forced to stand there and watch.
Yes, I already paid for my food. So I couldn't just walk out and leave. Had I known he had it, I would have left immediately. Had I known that was what he had in his hand and was doing, I was like, I'm good, I'm leaving. Not happening today.
I don't get why he had it. Like, was this about saving money? Because Android phones don't cost that much. They really don't.
And how's his phone still working all these damn years? Hit the battery.
That part I don't know. He probably has a contract with Sprint or something. It's probably a Sprint phone.
Grandfathered in still. They ain't took it off the damn.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. He got grandfathered in. So as long as he's paying his bill every month, you know, I'm assuming that they let him still use it.
My man got 1G steal.
Oh, man.
He got a 1G phone. His phone probably still roams and stuff. What was that we used to say about it? Roaming or whatever it was?
Yeah, roaming.
I'm like, dude, really? Wow. Sprint, Nextel phone, 2019, my man chirping in the soul spot. Like, out loud. What was even worse? That's the way it tells me that someone else has a Nextel phone still, too. And he's chirping.
Yeah.
So there are two people in this world with Nextel phones still that can chirp. At least.
How horrifying.
And I couldn't leave. I already paid my $20 for my two plates. I couldn't leave. I was stuck. I didn't want to waste my money.
You poor thing.
I kept looking at him with the worst look I could give him. Like, I look at this thing like I want to punch him. Jay, the look I gave that man was a look of like, I want to take you out for your stupidity right now.
You're probably there like, how dare you?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. How dare you be in my presence chirping with a Nextel hard shell flip phone? And it was that old, hard, rugged gray with the yellow. It was pretty bad. And the rim says Nextel still. Pretty bad. So yeah, folks, if you have a flip phone, get rid of it. Get you a Droid or an iPhone, please. Step into the new ages, please. So, folks, that is Bad Take segment part 2. Up next for you is the Boss Report. Entertainment Hour of Power here on the Boss Man Show. Check us out at BossManShow.com and the new Radio.com app with the Boss Man Show. Search for it. We're there for you. Download the app today. Also, we're on TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio as well. Download those apps today. We out.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. More Entertainment Hour of Power. Now it's time for the Boss Report. Jay, Bad Taste was very bad, but I can guarantee you the Boss Report is going to be 20 times worse. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, well, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story. Texas woman is arrested after drinking wine from a Pringles can and riding an electric cart in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, man, people are getting creative these days, putting wine in a Pringles chips can.
Yes.
Is she serious right now? Wow.
Very.
And she was riding a scooter through a parking lot?
Yes. And crashed into the buggy rack.
She's so dumb.
Very much so. Very much so. It's so terrible. And we had this story. Florida man arrested after peeing on cashier at Kroger's due to getting excited over her big old booty.
He peed on a cashier? How did that even happen?
Well, he came back in, came by her, and then I started peeing while she was ringing up other people's groceries.
Wow.
Because he was excited to see her, obviously. He said,
that's somebody's showing of excitement?
Yes.
Pissing on that person? Wow.
He said, quote, I express my love by pee. I don't know what kind of love that is, a star killer.
That is not love. He has his whole definition of love all the way twisted.
Yeah. My man, you don't use your instrument for piss. Use it for something else, sir. Man, oh man. So I don't know if you eat these meals, Jay, but Boston Market frozen meals recall for potential plastic and glass contamination.
Wow. Thank God I do not eat Boston Market frozen foods. I do not, but I see them all the time at the grocery store. That's crazy.
Yeah, so if you eat there, you might be eating plastic. You might be eating plastic out here eating Boston
Market.
Throw
it out.
Yes, throw it out, please. Florida man is arrested after beating down his mother, refusing to dress his mannequin that he stole from Big Lots.
Dang. Homeboy beat up his mother, that poor woman, over her not dressing his mannequin.
He stole from Big Lots.
Stole from Big Lots. Like, that whole entire sentence was a bad take from start to finish.
Very much so.
I don't know which one's worse in this, but yeah, first of all, he shouldn't be putting his hands on his mother. And second of all, the reason behind it is so frivolous because she wouldn't dress the mannequin that he stole from Big Lots. She shouldn't have to. And furthermore, he had no business having it in the first place. It was stolen.
Three bad takes in one headline.
Literally.
Yeah. Pretty pathetic at best. Oh, yes. This is racism at its finest, people. African-American teens were denied jobs at success tracks over Georgia due to their hairstyles and ethnic look. Can I take is that?
How dare they? They're going to refuse these people jobs just because of their hair and ethnic look? They can. My whole thing is anybody can have their hair however they want to, whether people understand it or not, as long as they're not walking out of their house looking like a bum, pretty much. But as long as their hair is fixed up, it shouldn't matter how they have their hair.
Exactly. And I hate this right in my backyard in Cobb County. It's expanded over Georgia, right up the street from me. It's crazy.
Wow, that's wrong.
Yes. A toddler locks his dad's iPad for 25 million minutes after repeatedly trying to unlock it to play Baby Shark, whatever the hell that is.
Wow. So now this iPad's locked for 25 million minutes?
Yes.
That's a lot of minutes.
Yo, I don't know if it equates to it.
I didn't even know that even existed. I know people can get locked out for like 24 hours or 48 hours or something like that. So you mean to tell me if this man even gets on the phone with customer service right now, they still cannot unlock his phone for another 25 million more minutes?
Correct.
Wow. That's insane.
Yes. Terrible. Yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't get it. I don't get this take either. A Texas man brings a 1,400-pound camel into PetSmart.
I didn't even know that people own camels.
I didn't know either. I wasn't aware of that take either to this story.
Yeah, people, I don't know. These people are weird. I don't know what is going on here.
That's a store I won't ever be going to. PetSmart, guaranteed.
Oh, I know you won't be in there.
I won't be in that store ever in life.
I know that people will, like, take their dogs and cats there to PetSmart because I know it's, like, a pet store. But I never heard of somebody walking their camel in there.
Damn. What do you feed a camel? Grass? Trees? What do you feed a camel?
That's what I'm assuming. Like grass or trees or hay or bushes or something.
Boy, that's messed up right there. Yeah, this is a terrible take on so many levels. Florida man on the loose after stealing Pokemon trading cards from the desk of an insurance company receptionist. How do you know it was in the desk?
So what happened? He stole trading cards from a desk?
Yes, he stole Pokemon trading cards from the desk of an insurance company receptionist.
Well, what I'd like to know is how he even know they were even in there in the first place.
Exactly. That's my question, too. How did he even know?
Unless maybe he used to work there or got some inside information or something, because somebody doesn't just go straight to a particular person's desk to steal a particular item unless they already knew it was there.
Yeah, Pokemon trading cards. That's not even a take. That's just stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, not only did he steal, but he stole that? A Pokemon trading card?
Like,
that's what he went with.
Pikachu was your, that much of your boy that you had to go steal the card? Like, Pikachu was your man that much? Like, dude, really? You're a grown-ass man. You're selling Pokemon trading cards. What a loser.
Exactly. From an insurance company. Really? Come on.
You're going to jail
for that. Get it together.
Man, that's terrible. Okay, this take is terrible, too. New Orleans Plucking Center Anthony Davis says he has no control over his clothes. And if someone lays them out for him, he just puts them on. That's a terrible take by an NBA player.
Yeah.
So you just let somebody pick out your clothes and just put them on. What kind of take is that as a grown man in the NBA?
Right, he's grown. Pick out your own clothes.
Boy, that's a terrible take. Oh my goodness. Got this. $7 million of meth accidentally was delivered to an Australian couple expecting porn in the mail to spruce up their marriage.
Wow. I don't even know where to start. How did $7 million of meth accidentally go to the wrong address to begin with? That's the crazy part.
Exactly. That's...
And second of all, this Australian couple, they were ordering some weird things to begin with. I don't judge nobody. Everybody's grown, so whatever they want to do. But they was ordering some pretty freaky stuff, too.
Okay, so I tell you, can't you get out of Pornhub or any other online porn site? Why are you ordering porn, Steve? Like, who actually orders DVDs anymore for porn?
Who owns DVDs, period?
Exactly. Like,
just like you said, they could have just streamed that. They didn't have to wait in the mail for that. They could have just went online and streamed that.
Damn, these takes are bad.
You got people ordering DVDs. You got people going to Big Lots to steal mannequins. What is going on here?
These people out of control. And get this. Georgia dad stole daughter's Girl Scout cookie earnings to pay for, quote, erotic massages.
Wow, this is wrong. That is wrong. He is a jerk and a douche for that. He don't go and steal the funds from girls selling Girl Scout cookies so that he can get erotic massages. He should have paid for that himself if he wanted it. You don't go and steal money from Girl Scout cookies. What the hell is wrong with him?
A lot, obviously. Like, really, dude? That's what you went with?
And if he can't afford himself, just don't do it. I don't understand people. If you cannot afford to do something, just don't do it. Wait until you have enough funds to do so. You don't steal from somebody else to do certain things.
To fund your fetish, your habit.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. We got this foul ball. Chicago Cubs investigating a fan who flashed the white power symbol behind Black sports reporter on TV.
Now what happened?
Chicago Cubs investigating a fan who flashed white power symbol behind a black sports reporter on TV.
They out of control with this white power stuff. That's why I had to ask you again. I'm like, wait, hold up.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they out of control with this white power, white supremacy, KKK type of stuff. They out of control with it.
Very much so. They're doing the most, obviously.
And I believe certain people gave them that green light to do so, but I won't mention those certain people's names.
Yes, there are certain people in politics who really flamed the fire of that one. And we lack one more. This segment is a Hey Stupid. Prison wifey Jade tattoos Tekashi 6ix9ine's full face.
I wouldn't be tattooing anybody's face or name onto anywhere on my body. I don't understand why people are still doing these things. Haven't they learned their lessons from other people?
You would think, like, I have a cousin who I don't talk to, but she's since been remarried. But she has her ex-husband's name on her thigh. And if I'm living with her now, that would bug me.
Yeah, it's like tattoos, they're permanent. It's not like you can just get a washcloth, wet it, and put soap on it, and just remove it. Like, no.
Yeah, like, they're out to the color of tattoo, but her ex-husband's name is really on her left eye. And if I was her new husband, that would piss me off.
Of course.
Like, nah, sorry, we can't do that, sorry, it ain't gonna work. No, ma'am. Well, folks, that's Boss Report Part 1. Well, this is Part 2 after the break. Stay with us here on the Boss Man Show. Catch us on the new app, radio.com. Search the Boss Man Show. Also at bossmanshow.com.
And if you don't know, now you know.
All right, folks, back in the Boss Man Show. Boss Report Part 2. Jay, first segment was out of control, obviously. Are you ready for this Part 2? It's going to be even worse than Part 1.
I'm ready.
All right, well, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story is this, Jay. Fair or foul? school district to serve cold sandwiches to students who owe lunch money.
Foul. That's foul. It's a school, and the school board should give these schools more of a budget so they can cover those type of things. First of all, I don't feel like kids from the school should be paying for lunch in the first place. They're there for, they're the ones that are in their care for X, Y, Z amount of hours. So they should, you know, provide the lunch, their food. And even if they can't afford it, they shouldn't just give them a cold sandwich to eat. That, you know how embarrassing that is for a child? That's wrong. This is foul.
I agree. Very, very foul. And why are we not surprised? Quote, I eat ass sticker gets Florida man arrested.
He got arrested for having an IES sticker on his car.
He sure did.
I don't understand why the cops arrested him for that, though. Isn't that freedom of speech?
I would think so. It's not nice to have on your car, but it's not a crime, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. I will admit, the guy's a jerk. I wouldn't want nothing to do with him, but at the same time, I don't think that that calls for an arrest and to have criminal charges because they have an IES sticker on their own car.
I don't, that to me is messed up. The police doing too much down there in Braves in Florida, doing too much in Braves, and they stop it over there. Stop it. Please. We got this. Candid crime. Armed thief caught robbing a Philadelphia Sprint store for, get this, $42. He requested $14 and $2 bill for some reason. I don't get that. $14 and $2 bill. Sprint store in Philadelphia. Really?
That's his take. He went to go rob a Sprint store for just a little over $40 and demanded exactly $42.
Yes, $14.
That doesn't
bill.
Even make sense.
I know, right?
Who does that? If somebody's going to commit a robbery, which I'm not saying that I'm for it at all, I don't agree with it at all, but if somebody's going to commit a robbery, go big or go home.
Exactly. I mean, go for the gun. You're going to lose some time. Risk your freedom. Make it be beat, please.
Exactly.
Damn. We got this. Complaint-ish. Dozens of women call victims' tip hotline to brag about having sex with accused child rapist R. Kelly.
They bragged about sleeping with him?
Yes.
Victims and they called an abuse hotline to do this?
Yes, to brag, yes.
Horrible. These women are horrible and should be ashamed of themselves.
Terrible. It's embarrassing. Oh my goodness, this is even more embarrassing. Washington, D.C. man arrested in Sam's Club after trying to run a frozen pizza down a woman's ass crack like it's a credit card because he wanted to tap her.
Another person's doing that? Because I could have sworn like a few weeks ago there was somebody else that did something very, very similar.
Yes. He took a frozen pizza and ran down her ass crack like it's a credit card because he wanted to get some.
Okay, these people need to learn how to talk to women if they want to talk to somebody. Frozen, fighting some a frozen pizza or whipping their stuff out during church service, during the altar call, or these things are not going to work. Like, learn how to ask for somebody's number, the traditional courtship, the right way.
That would work maybe once out of 100 times, if that.
They dragging frozen pizza down a woman's behind, all this other stuff. No.
Why's it even a take? Why's it even an idea? Why's it even an idea or a take? Like, my man, you went and got a frozen Tony's pizza and ran down somebody's ass. Really?
And how far did he think that he was going to get with this? That the woman that he was doing that to was going to be so happy about it and thrilled for this type of attention that she was just going to give up her number?
God. Damn, it's pathetic. Pathetic. I think it's worse here. Taco Bell customer arrested after whipping out his Johnson as payment for his Doritos Locos Taco combo.
These people are whipping out their stuff way too much. That's not a source of payment. It doesn't work that way. So if his order came to $5, he needs to cough up the money. I've never heard of this. This is insane.
His quote was, I got the sauce for you that gotta cover the balance. His quote, I got the sauce for you to cover the balance. With Dr. Johnson.
Mm-mm.
So he wants some top for his meat. That's a hell of a trade.
Wow.
My man's messing up. That's terrible. We got this heartless heifer, YouTuber banned from Walmart after firing prank employee tears.
After doing what to the employees?
A firing prank. They said it was fired, but he just up as a Walmart manager firing people randomly just for YouTube likes on his YouTube channel.
That is not funny. That's not funny at all. He was a jerk for that. Because these people were probably taking that seriously, because people who work at Walmart, some of them really don't know all of their managers.
So don't.
Because a lot of their managers you don't even see but maybe once a month or something, or once every couple of weeks because they're in the office all the time.
Exactly.
If they're at the store at all, because you have some people who are managers at multiple stores.
Exactly.
That was wrong. Got these poor people thinking that they're about to miss out on a whole paycheck over his stupid prank.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Damn shame. We got this. Jesus, take the custody. Florida mom arrested after teachers find hundreds of bugs in the kids' backpacks.
Wow. Yeah, that says right there that the house that she lives in is disgusting.
Yeah. Very disgusting. You got that many roaches in your house, they get in the kids' backpack. Oh my god, this is... Ugh!
Yeah, that's nasty.
I want to be near her on the school bus. Jesus.
She needs to clean her house.
Exactly. Got this. Dad files false missing child report just so cops could find his stolen Mercedes faster.
You know what? You have people out there who really are missing children, and here you have this guy over here playing games so he can find his Mercedes faster. What a jerk.
Yeah. That is very, very, very messed up. Like, that's crazy.
So now all these officers were sent on some wild goose chase thinking that a child is missing when all it is the man can't find his Benz.
Correct.
He has some nerve. How dare him?
Yeah, he messed up on that one for sure. Here we go. New York City Instagram influencer, quotation marks, popped for defrauding $50,000 from credit card Connecticut woman in a scam over services to pay for him to get a change of his gender.
So why was somebody paying an Instagram influencer to change their gender?
Well, he's scamming the change because he's scamming the money.
Ah. Oh.
Getting paid for services he didn't render. Well, whatever it did not render.
Well, the person who's in Connecticut, right, if somebody's going to go change their gender, they would go to a reputable plastic surgeon. You don't pay for services like that online in the first place. You go to a local plastic surgeon. You actually physically go in person to see what, get your little invoice or price quote on how much everything is going to cost, and then you pay the people at their office. You don't just pay a random person online for plastic surgery.
Exactly.
Who does that?
Obviously, Connecticut. It's Connecticut. Greenwich, Connecticut. They got money in Greenwich. They ain't no way money in Greenwich. They bad, prepping. Old, rich, white money. Throwing the white money up there in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Wow.
Get this. What in the chlorine field filth? Half of Americans were was in a swim pool face of a shower. What?
On God's green earth, what is going on here?
Yeah, that is...
You don't use a swimming pool to take a shower.
That's the nastiest place you can be peeing crap in the damn pool, from what I understand.
Yeah, especially when it's like a public pool. You have so many people that are in and out of that pool each day. And you're going to go take a shower in there? Why? They have a shower at their house. Why? This doesn't even make sense.
Something that I can't swim. Thank God I can't swim. Because I don't want to deal with that.
That's just nasty.
Got two more for you. F them kids. California high school soup cookies think this racist N-word prom proposal is hilarious. They did a prom proposal singing That's My N-word.
And they thought that was cute?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, yeah, these people with this racism stuff, this has to stop. This is getting more and more ridiculous. My whole thing is, even if somebody doesn't like a particular race, to just publicly insult them all the time, that's just disrespectful. You don't have to constantly disrespect a whole person's race just to get your point across.
Exactly. This story is very layered in nature, so follow this story. Get this. Florida man arrested after pulling out man out of a Nissan Altima who was getting topped off by his girlfriend, pulled him out of the car, beat him down, cut off his Johnson, and then proceeded to have to try to knock the girl off on top of the car by hitting her from the back before the police came and arrested him and all of them together for public nudity. But the boyfriend now has had to have a Johnson after the man cut him off with a saw.
So, dang, the man gets his Johnson cut off and still gets arrested for nudity?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a bad night.
And then my man pulls him out of the car. He's getting chopped over in the parking lot. The man pulls him out of the car, cuts him off, and he needs to tap his girl on top of the car. What in the world is going on?
This is crazy.
That is too much going on in one story.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Only in the great state of Florida. We come to the end of the entertainment hour of Power J. So, what is your take on today's take from bad takes to the most important? What is your take on today's hour of power?
There's too many people whipping out their Johnson.
Agreed.
Too many people are not just coming out clean and just talking to the woman. They just keep, every time I turn around, they're pulling out their Johnson or they're doing some weird stuff.
A new low is pulling a man out of a car and cutting him off. That's a new low.
Yeah, that's low.
Like, first of all, you have to have a saw with you all the time. You have to have a saw ready whenever you need it to cut off somebody. Like, for real, that's what we're doing?
Yeah, why do you have that type of tool with him in the first place?
So you were that tow up that he was getting topped off. You had to pull him out of his own vehicle and cut him off to get and then tap his girl, like, on top of the car? That's too much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Duval, you should be ashamed of yourself, Duval. You should be ashamed of yourself up there, Duval. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. That's y'all resident up there. Duval. That's y'all.
Yep.
That's y'all, Jacksonville. On that. That's on you. It's on you up there. Folks, Boss, Jay, Boss Report is over. Catch you next week. Check us out. At BossManShow.com, Radio.com, TuneIn Radio, iHeart. We got it there for you always. The Boss Man Show on your radio. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.